A hip-hop song called Like That has led the Billboard Hot 100 for the past few weeks. In it, Kendrick Lamar called out two of his peers.
Lost too many soldiers, not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location, I still got PTSD. The big three, it's just big me. Boom! I'm really like that, and your best work is a light pack. Prince outlived Mike Jack. Boom!
That big three he's talking about, it's him, Drake, and J. Cole. Clearly there's tension, and according to my next guest, it's turned 2024 into a giant beef barbecue for rappers.
Beef is a conflict between two or more rappers.
Tarhaka Love writes for New York Magazine and joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Aisha. Good to be here.
Help me get up to speed, because I've been a little confused. Now, Kendrick Lamar, he mentions the big three in that song. Now, why are these rappers, Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar, called the big three?
Well, they are the big three most influential male rappers of the millennial generation. So in the past 10 to 15 years, these three guys, they all sort of came up around the same time, dropping mixtapes in the late 2000s, 2008, 2009, dropping albums in 2011, 2012, that really pushed the hip-hop sound, the rap sound forward into the blog era, into the mainstream in that sort of way. And these guys sell the most albums. And so as they started to grow, their fan bases grew, their fan bases started to speak on them as if they were some of the greatest rappers to ever do it in their own particular lane. So Drake would be considered one of the best in terms of selling records.
Just, he's a pop star.
He's a pop star. He's a pop, as Yasiin Bey would say, he's mall music. You know, and you know, Kendrick has done it in a different way. He's still a pop star too, but he's the most critically acclaimed of the three stars. Like, this is the guy who's won the Pulitzer Prize for an album. And then J. Cole is like somewhere in the middle of that. He is what people consider a lyricist in the vein of Kendrick Lamar, but he's also someone who has sponsorships, does the whole thing.
Now how did we get here? They hadn't always been feuding.
The direct stuff started last year in October off Drake's album For All the Dogs. And both Drake and Cole are rapping about the modern GOAT conversation. Who's the greatest of all time in the modern era? Drake says it's just him and Cole up there at the top, and he refers to himself as pretty much the Michael Jackson of all of this. And then J. Cole raps about something similar, saying that there is a big three, and he feels like he's the Muhammad Ali of the whole thing. Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot, is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started a league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. Yeah, Muhammad Ali, the one that they call when they ain't connecting no more. Feel like I got a job in IT. Rhyming with me is the biggest mistake. He adds a couple subliminal shots that sound like disses of Kendrick's latest record, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. And in response, you know, Kendrick, he basically says, listen, y'all clicked up. Y'all can't be the greatest if y'all coming together and y'all coming after me.
That's what he said. So his enemies were linking up.
Yeah. Y'all can't be called the greatest. Y'all bums. And that took off. It just took off everywhere.
Beefing, or this sort of battle rap, is obviously like a big part in the genre, for better or and for worse, because we've had some really bad things happen out of that. Do you feel like this feud is an outgrowth of that and is a part of the culture?
Yeah, this is absolutely just a part of the culture. I want to be careful about talking about beef in this context, especially when it comes to physical corporeal violence. We are not there. This is not that type of beef. We are not there. Like, no one says this when Eminem is beefed out with Elton John.
Yeah. Or Taylor Swift had beef with Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, Damon Albarn, Demi Lovato, like all of these people. No one's worried Taylor Swift is gonna bash Demi Lovato's head in with her guitar. You know what I mean? Like, no one's saying that. So this is just competitive rap stuff that, yes, goes back to the very start of hip hop.
Well, you know, fans are following along closely, and you do have all of these, like, stan cultures, which is, like, the deep, deep fans who, like, their whole personality is being a Drake fan or being a Kendrick fan.
Yeah.
They amp these up in a way on social media that I think you just didn't have back in, like, the 90s or early 2000s.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what's fascinating to me in this particular rap beef is that you see the divergent priorities of not just the rappers themselves, but the fans that they represent. It's like before, rappers weren't going to be beefing about who has the most number one albums. We didn't care. Like whoever Billboard prioritizes in that way, whoever white people are ascribing greatness to, we didn't really care because it's about who is the better rapper. And this beef speaks to the evolution that hip hop has sort of gone through in the last, I would say, 30 years. And so you see this divergence. Kendrick, he's after respect. He's after the influence that he can have on a culture. And honestly, he's speaking to a very Black experience. And what Drake is talking about is money, productivity, selling out arena tours, that type of thing.
Looking for next? Do you think that it's kind of going to be one of those things where what's been said has been said and just it's going to kind of fizzle out? Or should we see more? Are we going to see more and more tracks on this?
I don't think this is going to stop anytime soon. And I'm geeked for it. I'm excited. I want to see him go back and forth. And to be frank, this is something that backpack rapper fans like myself growing up in high school have always wanted to see. I know I exaggerated things. Now I got it like that. Tuck my napkin in my shirt because I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem.